23 minutes past the hour. Happy to welcome back to the Sunrise Morning Show, Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Anna.
So we talk about Lent as a time of preparation for Easter. And certainly the Easter season is a time of celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But how can we see it also as a time of preparation as disciples?
Well, we're told, and so in the gospel this coming Sunday, the end of that particular passage says Jesus has appeared. They think he's a ghost. They're all afraid because the two disciples who are on the road to Emmaus have come back and are saying what they have experienced. And he appears to them. It's a little different than in some of the gospel accounts. This is the Gospel of Luke. And at the end, he says, "You are witnesses of these things." And he says the same to us. The church says the same to us. We are witnesses of the risen Christ in our world. And that's not simply by our faith, but also by what we do, how we live our lives, what people see. Do they see it as consistent? All of these things that we need to stand for as well, for human dignity, for life, from conception to natural death. All of these things we are witnesses of, that Jesus is also the way, the truth, and the life, and our path to salvation.
You know, it is interesting, you know, as I think of Easter as a time of preparation ahead of Pentecost, which is the culmination of the Easter season, the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples. We have been given that same Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Remember what St. Paul says. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. We tend not to use that as often. That was something that we heard more of years ago. But we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit burns within each one of us. And so we are sent just like those apostles and disciples who are in the upper room were sent. It's kind of interesting how the church does this, and that especially during the octave of Easter, you hear these passages from the Acts of the Apostles about after Pentecost. And then in the gospel, you hear these appearances of Jesus, and they're not there yet. They're not going forth and witnessing yet. That comes after Pentecost. So the time of Easter really is an important time for us after our prayer, fasting, almsgiving, all the sacrifices of Lent to prepare for the Easter season. Is also the Easter season, the 50 days of Easter are really a time for us also to prepare. How am I going to witness? And then also doing that witness to one another in the community of faith. What was that community doing? They were together. They were in that room. Mm-hmm. How are we witnessing to one another? We get very concerned about witnessing about the people who are not there and maybe about this one, that one, the other. How are we witnessing to one another? How are we building up one another so that we, through the grace of God, have the openness to the Holy Spirit coming into our lives so that then we can go forth?
And this is a message, I mean, obviously for all of us who call ourselves witnesses of Christ, but I think too in this time post Easter vigil, right, that this is particularly a time of training for those who have just joined the church.
Yes, it is. It's called mystagogy. And in the rite of Christian initiation of adults. And it's an ancient word, and this is that deepening. Now you're part, but now you enter into, and that's supposed to be a lifelong process. And that's true for all of us who are baptized, regardless of when, at some point or another in our lives, we start saying the I do's to the baptismal promises. Mm-hmm. They're not said for us. If we were baptized as an infant, they were said for us. But over time, particularly by the time we make our confirmation, we are saying those ourselves. But there is some point or another where we end up living our faith as part and parcel of our lives. And that's really what we're calling each other to do in the community of faith, because it's easy to not be fervent in faith. And I don't mean a zealot. I mean that just faith just permeates who I am and what I'm about and how I live my life.
You know, and I think just to go back to something you said at the beginning of our conversation here, Father, most of us would acknowledge that there is a need to profess our faith in Christ in order to be a witness to him. We have to say that we believe in Jesus Christ. We have to say that we are Christian. But what is the connection between our words, that profession of faith, and our deeds?
Well, those are things that are just as important, because remember that as Catholics, we see faith and works, that those two are interconnected. And what are those works? The works of mercy, for example, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, charity, justice. These are all things that we are called to be about, and that we are as church, because that's the difference. It's not just, that's a difference in, as a Catholic. It's not just me and Jesus, and then I go off and I do my own thing. It's always in and through the church, the community of faith, that community that was there in that room is this now massive community around the world that professes Christ, but then lives these other things, that lives mercy and charity and justice, and also peace. What does he say? Peace be with you. That's how we have peace, is through the peace that comes from Christ, the peace that's lasting, is that we're called to work on this side of life and not just simply wait for the other side of life. Because what we do on this side of life matters when we come to the end of our lives.
And let's not overlook the obvious here. I mean, they stay in the city because they're told to, and they stay in the upper room until the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And I think we can take a lesson from that our mission starts in our homes, in our upper rooms with our families.
This is the reason why the church calls the family the domestic church. It's right there that begins and happens and continues. And there's even whole sociological studies that say that if it doesn't happen there, often it's very difficult to then live faith as an adult.
You talk about it's ordinary and extraordinary means of grace. And
yes, indeed.
The ordinary means of grace, I would say, come through the family. Am I right?
Very much so.
We've been talking to Father Frank Donio. And Father, if listeners want to connect with you, where can they find you?
Just go to CatholicApostolateCenter.org.
Which you can find linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Wonderful conversation today, Father. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.